The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey, and this is what he proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, did you pray over the antiphon and the collect for this Mass, like I told you last week, or if you went to my reflection on the season of Advent, then you would be prepared spiritually for this Mass. Now, there's still a stack of those over there, you know, on the side table. There's a lot of good devotional stuff, a lot of things for the season of Advent to prepare you for the time when Christ will come again and to prepare for the celebration of Christmas. So, our antiphon for today's Mass: "O people of Zion, behold, the Lord will come to save the nations, and the Lord will make the glory of his voice heard in the joy of your hearts." This comes from Isaiah. You've got to remember, the time of Isaiah is the time of the divided kingdom. The northern kingdom had collapsed under the attack from the Assyrians in 722 and 721 BC. And in 701, Jerusalem in the south was also under attack by Sennacherib. Uzziah, the king of Judah in the north, died in 472. So this is not a very promising time for Israel. But there is a promise, just heard in the antiphon, that the Lord will come to save the nations. You know, there are a lot of trials and tribulations in our lives. It's called the human existence. And as human beings, we don't want to deal with these inconveniences, the heartaches, the pain, the suffering, and the sacrifice we have to go through. Guess what? All of us experience this. And sometime in our life, a tragedy will befall us. It's not if, but when. And that is when our faith will be tested. We want to be delivered from it. But this is our human existence on earth. Now, the Old Testament promised a Messiah, and we hear of him in our first reading. A voice cries out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God." And over the centuries, Israel waited for a Messiah. And over the centuries, what they really wanted was a Davidic king to free them from their oppressors, whatever it was at the time. And in the time of Jesus, the oppressors, of course, were Rome. The Messiah did come, and he freed us from what? Our sins. Salvation is open for us. And here's the kicker. We still have to live the earthly existence with all its trials and tribulations, its oppressions and pains and sufferings. Our collect, our opening prayer for this Mass: Almighty and merciful God, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son. But may our learning of heavenly wisdom gain us admittance to his company. These earthly undertakings, these earthly distractions, these trials and tribulations of our lives, I hate to say it, but that's what leads us to sin. If we do not trust in God, we will stumble and fall. Our earthly existence continues and will not go away until the time when Christ will come again. And you know what? He gave us the sacraments to help us on our earthly journey, a taste of divine life now in our earthly life to prepare us for eternal life. That's why our prayer, opening prayer, says, our learning of heavenly wisdom. You gain that through the celebration of the sacraments. You gain that by giving yourself over totally to God. And Isaiah's exhortation still applies to us now. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. It's not only the building of the kingdom here on earth, but straight into your soul. What are you doing to prepare your soul to receive our Lord? And you know what? This is how we overcome. This is how we fight against those earthly tribulations. And how long must we, how long must humanity wait until he comes again? Well, Peter tells us, the Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay, but he is patient with you, not wishing that you should any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Therefore, beloved, since you await these things, be eager to be found worthy without spot or blemish before him at peace. And we do not know when he comes. But when he comes, you got to be ready. That's why we're still living here. That's why we need to stay close to him. So, partake of the sacraments. You know, we have three sacraments you can receive more than once: Eucharist, reconciliation, and the anointing of the sick. Divine life now. Why would you not want to get it as often as you can? Mark's gospel recounts Isaiah's exhortation, and the people came to John as the voice crying out in the desert. The prophecy is fulfilled. John is the voice of the one crying out in the desert. And we're being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledge their sins. John only baptized with water, but Jesus baptizes with the Holy Spirit. That's why when you do go to confession, you have a personal encounter with Christ himself. When you hear the words, I absolve you from you, that's Jesus speaking to you. That's the time when the priest is in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, and you hear those words, I absolve you from your sins. That's Jesus talking to you. Wow. You get to experience him in the Eucharist and in reconciliation. The baptism by the Holy Spirit washes away the taint of original sin and opens for us the way to salvation. Now, you see, we are still prone to sin because of these earthly undertakings. So, be freed of your sins. Be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him at peace.